In Libya today, a court sentenced five Bulgarian nurses and a Palestinian doctor to death. They were accused of deliberately infecting hundreds of children with HIV in a Libyan hospital 7 years ago. They were originally convicted 2 years ago and sentenced to death, but the conviction was overturned by Libya's Supreme Court and a new trial was ordered. To talk about this case, we turn to Albena Skrodrova. She's with the Balkan Investigative Reporting Network and joins us from Sofia. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have not been following this case very closely, so let me just ask you quickly. Tell us a little about this case, why these nurses and this doctor were even accused of such a heinous act.
Well, these people, first of all, I should say that these are just regular nurses. This is not highly qualified medical personnel, but still they are medical personnel, just usual people who travel to Arabic countries for better payment.
When these nurses and this doctor were first tried, before they were first tried, their human rights workers have brought forth charges of torture in this case.
They claim they were tortured, and there was a number of international organizations involved who also surveyed and stood behind them in their claims. So it is accepted by all international representatives and people involved in this process or observers of this process that these people were tortured.
Human rights groups have called this entire case a miscarriage of justice. Why?
It seems that according to all judgment of legal persons involved in this process, there is no legal logic behind it.
But why is Libya insisting on pursuing this case? What would be the political motivation for Libya to pursue a case like this?
Initially, my belief is that they were charged in an attempt to hide a problem which is existent in Libya, and which is namely the distribution of HIV virus, which Libyan management denies to be possible in Libya, but is there. So they were kind of looking for an excuse or a justification of this fact.
Now that they've been found guilty for a second time in a new trial and sentenced to death, what happens?
There is deep despair now, and now the case goes to the Supreme Court of Libya.
A second
However,
time.
However, after 7 years of history of forecasts and failed forecasts, no one actually dares to tell what's going to happen.
Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Albena Skrodrova is with the Balkan Investigative Reporting Network. She spoke with us from Sofia.